أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما قضينا عليه الموت ما دلهم على موته إلا دابة الأرض تأكل من سأته فلما خر تبينت الجن أن لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين. صدق الله العظيم. The last ayah we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to speak about Allah's ni'mats upon Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about one ni'mah, and that is the jinnat was submissive to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and they did as he commanded them to do. At the end of the ayat, Allah ta'ala said, اعملوا آل داود الشكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O family of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, practice thankfulness, appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this ayah was revealed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the minbar, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and he recited this ayah. After reciting the ayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if any one of my ummah wants to practice upon this, then there are three things. One is this, that whether one is pleased or displeased, one should always be just. In other words, justice, whether it is to our advantage or whether it is to our disadvantage, justice should always be done. Number two, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, moderation in whatever condition, in adversities, in good conditions, one should always be in a state of moderation. And number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one should have taqwa and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever one is. Whether one is in privacy, whether one is in public, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should always be practiced. And if he does all this for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will be enlisted amongst those who make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the end of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam's life. On the one hand, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had built Baytul Muqaddas, he had built Masjidul Aqsa, and hence Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had engaged the jinnat in the building of this building, and hence Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would supervise. The building was completed, there were some details that needed to be completed, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam carried on and continued engaging them in completing the minor details of this building. But at that time also, maut had come to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. So it is stated that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had, as per his habit, he had gone into his mihrab, his chamber, and that chamber was a chamber made of glass. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam stood there like how he would normally stand, and he would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaning on his staff, on his stick. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam began to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that state and in that condition, maut came upon Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam and he left this world. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the world a very, very important lesson. The lesson is that because jinnat travel from one place to another very swiftly, very quickly, and because some jinnat would go up to the sky and try to steal an ear and bring some information from the skies, etc., the belief of some people were, and even some of the jinnat themselves could have believed us, that they have knowledge of the unseen. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put a stop to all this. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam's body remained in that standing position, leaning on the staff, and these jinnat continued to do their work, and a period of 1 year had passed. The termites had begun to eat into the staff of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and after a 1 year period, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam fell. And when he fell, the jinnats realized that he is no more. So that 1 year period, they had been working, thinking that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was watching them, checking them, managing them, etc. and hence for 1 year they worked in a state in which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was no more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and Allah says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ, that when we decreed mawt, death upon Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَى, nothing had indicated towards the death of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam except the creatures of the earth, and some say it was termites, worms, etc. تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَى, that ate the staff of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Amazing was this, that how would they have known that it was 1 year since Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away? Some of them had put the termites back to the job, and they saw how much the termite ate for 1 day, and then they multiplied that and saw how much the termite had already eaten, and then they divided it over the days, and they came to the period of 360 days. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam fell after these termites ate the staff, تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنِّ أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ, it dawned upon the jinnat, the knowledge had come to them, that if only they had known the unseen, then they would have not remained for a period of 1 year, fil adhab al muhin, in this disgraceful pain that they worked thinking that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was alive. To complete, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had completed Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Quds, and at the same time, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also made dua over there. In one narration it comes, the dua that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made is, O Allah, all those people that come to Al-Aqsa and they perform salat over there, and when they leave, O Allah, purify them, cleanse their sins, forgive their sins, and make them like the day their mother had given birth to them. And in this way, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had definitely completed the masjid before he passed away, and whatever the jinnat were doing was just some minor details with regards to the masjid. And some have said that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ruled for a period of 40 years, and he passed away at the age of 53. In other words, he began to rule and took the seat at the age of 13, and in that condition and that age, he fulfilled the requirements of the Shariat. He fulfilled the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he reigned and he ruled with justice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.